I'm talking about you better. You better be ready. You better be an eager beaver.
I used to be a really big Trey Songz fan.
Really? Mm. You not anymore?
Nah.
Why not? Because he freaky?
I just haven't. Yeah.
Which I knew he was freaky when he made Ready.
Yeah, but then like hearing, we've been hearing a lot about forcefulness.
I mean, yeah, he's a little aggressive.
He's a little aggressive freaky. You know what I mean? I ain't saying turkey, but yeah. You know.
Yeah, he a little aggressive. Yeah, but, that part's true.
Yeah, but not like was that Ready? What, I'm living two different life. One girl.
No. Nah, Ready was the freaky.
That song was right.
College. It was.
Ready was the one that sex through your speakers?
No, Ready was Neighbors Know My Name.
Oh. That was Ready?
That was Ready. Neighbors Know My Name.
I was thinking about Trey Day. With the shades and that. Yeah, okay. Ready was the brownish cover or something. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Say I was on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ready, yeah. Black Roses. Ready had some shit on there now. To be a college nigga and have Ready at your disposal was a blessing for me. I really appreciated Ready.
The Dream had a really good college run too.
He did.
He was more so like entry. Well, for me, I remember it was like freshman year.
Yeah, because I won my senior high school.
Yeah, but so it was a little bit of high school. But even, you know, once you got to college, I feel like he had a real good run.
Yeah, absolutely. He did. I Love Your Girl, all that shit. A lot of Dirty Mac and Falsetto.
And they even saying that some of those songs were subliminals at Lil Wayne.
Yeah,
and Lil Wayne was doing stuff back at him too.
Yeah. I Love Your Girl was a subliminal. Lollipop by Lil Wayne was a diss record.
Shawty wanted the
bottles in the club. Shawty,
like she don't want your square ass.
Exactly. Yep. Shawty ain't never had a nigga like this. Shawty say the nigga that she with can't hit. I'm an idiot. He won't do this. Don't do that. So I need a refund. Need to send that nigga back. Wayne has some. Matter of fact,
one of my favorite Wayne songs is D-Boy. Was that on the mixtape?
D-Boy was on Carter too.
Okay.
You know I'm a Wayne.
Yeah, I really, that's one of my favorite Wayne songs.
Yeah.
It's on my running playlist. It's on a couple of them. Mm-hmm.
Is it? Yeah, man. It's funny. You know, Wayne was in Charlotte.
He was. Yeah. You know what? I did see that and I thought about you. But I knew you were mad.
Yeah, I'm still upset.
So that's why I didn't even reach out and ask.
You know what's funny? They said Wayne made them people wait 2 hours, perform for 45 minutes, send them folks home at midnight.
I would have cut them other dreads out. I would have pulled them other six dreads.
Listen, so you talking about, imagine if I went through.
He Lauryn Hill?
Yeah. Huh? Basically.
He Lauryn Hill now.
Basically Lauryn Hill.
Wayne Hill.
Weezy Hill. Will. But yeah, nah.
Easy.
Yeah. But, you know, ain't all Lil Wayne slander, you know. He got some shit I still fuck with.
Yeah.
You know.
I like bit. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot.
Yeah, you like that Wayne. You like that Wayne. That's the,
you know, I mean, but you know,
you said D-Boy too. So D-Boy,
because you got to look at, I was originally like a hot boy.
I'm a hot boy. And if I ain't a hot boy, then what do you call that?
I was forced to be a hot boy because, you know, me and Sheikah are 9 years apart. So yeah. I was listening to all of that shit.
Nah, it's facts.
So I really enjoyed that. Then I kind of like fell off. Then in like high school, towards the end, I kind of picked back up.
Well, I tell people all the time, like when Project Bitch came on, like in the car, in the camp, I had to be Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
So I knew it word for word. Like that was my shit. Like I was Lil Wayne. So yeah,
I typically knew, of course.
Yeah, I was also a hot boy.
And I punch in. You were.
Yeah, I was always a hot boy.
So we're both hot boys.
We're hot boys.
This is great.
Yeah, hot boys.
Is Loud Pikes hot boys?
Yes.
Loud Pikes.
Yeah. Well, Big Thomas, but
I was getting dressed to that the other day. What's, I was like, you know what, let's kind
of, you'd be surprised me with your musical choices sometimes. I don't know what I thought you about you, because I've known you for a very long time.
But every now and then I punch in.
I remember we were running there one time, you was playing like playing some deep cut Webby shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, what would you do? Listen to this
Savage Life is always in my top three Apple albums every year.
See, nah, that's crazy. Cause
every year is in my top three or top five.
My shit be the same every time, man. It's all gonna be Drake, gonna be Wayne, gonna be that hot boy shit there. But let's act like we not just talking to ourselves. That
okay.
Like a podcast coming.
Oh, hey guys, hey listeners.
Yeah, let's do it. Big room full of bad. One big room full of bad.
Yeah, boo, talk your shit.
Fuck around and pop ya. My homies got that white girl. Call it Lady Gaga. Give me some more flavor. Nina Colada. Suck, swallow, semen, saliva. I ain't going at your collar. Fuck you ho niggas. Weezy go hard. You bitches go figure. Diamonds in my teeth like I'm a fucking dope dealer. You're a dead man walking Michael Jackson Thriller. I'm in one big room full of bad bitches.
Yes, Sirsky. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Untitled Podcast. Your favorite podcast, aka the greatest show on earth. See, it's that damn chocolate chip cookie y'all on. That's why you're being fat ass. Man, I am your host, Bull Boy, nor the voice, nor the vibes, man. I got my guy with me.
What's going on? What's going on? Modern Mod is in the building yet again.
Yes, sir. King of Active Dad. Active Dad Tour. Ice Cream with Dad Tour. Huh?
Come on.
Ripping and rolling. Huh?
Rolling and ripping.
Licking and sticking. Huh? Huh? Come on now. What we doing? Huh?
Oh, man.
Talk to me nice, man.
What's going on, man?
Man, not much, brother. How are you?
I'm good. How you feeling today?
Man, you know, every day the best day of my life, man. I'm feeling good, okay. Man. I'm feeling good, you know. Not gonna get into it. Last weekend, this time was a little,
you know,
it was a little violent.
He's an ever living God.
He is, man. He's a blessing God. You know, my God's in the blessing business.
He's a protector
of others. Of others, because I don't need none. But God bless those. You know, they always say God always look out for babies and fools.
God bless our trap niggas.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that too.
That's the future. Said.
That's fast future. Say that. Future ain't no lie. Future ain't never lie. Not us.
Mm-mm. Yeah, at least not us.
Not us. He
keep it G with us.
Yeah, for sure, man. He do. Definitely got to keep it P with us, man. How you feeling, though, brother?
Bro, I'm feeling good. Good Sunday, good week. Yeah. Not a lot's transpired, but things have transpired since last part. Like, have we parted since I ran around the crown?
We have not.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ran a whole 10K.
Okay. How was that?
Hey, make some noise. What the fuck? It was cool, bro. It was really cool. I PR'd, but I didn't hit my PR goal that I set for myself.
Okay.
So that kind of annoyed me some. But I still ran it, and I think I did 56 minutes and 1 second on the dot. And I was shooting for 55.
Mm-hmm.
A year before, I did like 57:45. So we're progressing.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bit. You know, in the running community, you know, people who don't run, probably don't realize, like, that's a good jump. Like, yeah. that's shaving a minute off the
and running time. like minutes really.
Yeah, minutes count.
Really, we get like half a minute. It's like,
yeah,
damn,
you know,
okay,
yeah,
like
a whole wish, minute. Yeah, I wish women understood that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the minute count.
Minute
give
count.
Give me that.
Good.
Give me that. Damn, 30 seconds. This is the best 30 seconds I had today.
Yeah, give man. Your, but yeah,
give
it was
you the best that I got. Sorry,
but nah, it was dope, man. Connected with a good bit of other run clubs, some from Atlanta, some down from Florida as well, some guys up in DC, all black run clubs too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, really really good experience. I'm proud of my progress with running this year, so I'm just gonna try to keep it up, you know, through the fall and winter.
Yeah, man, salute, man. I talk about this all the time, man, and I've done it in the gym. In the gym, I've learned how to, you know, become dedicated to the process.
Yeah.
For some reason with running, I have not done it. And a long time ago, I used to be like, well, I'm just not a runner. It's like, well, no, nobody's actually a fucking runner until they start fucking running.
Yeah.
And they become a runner. You know, and I know that, right? So at some point in time, and I've also always tell people, you know what I mean, discipline is always going to be over motivation. Like, you know, you can be motivated to do, I mean, discipline. We motivated to do shit, but motivation is fleeting. Discipline, you know, is what gets you out of that bed at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Do what you got to do. You know what I mean? So I just need to be a little more disciplined. That's all. I was never that disciplined in life. Like, I never like listening to shit. and doing.
We know. Yeah. We know. Kind of just people. Kind of just went to people. You on drum?
Yeah, I did. I did. Definitely was a little drummer boy in my own shit.
But we got a workout in. We did boxing.
We did box. It wasn't much of a workout because it was a lot of me teaching. But that's just kind of me, who I am. I didn't want you in there with me and you ain't doing something right and you hurt yourself or whatever. So, but it was cool though. It was cool. For what it was. You know, we ran through some shit, man. It was fun. I enjoyed watching the wheels turn a little bit.
Yeah, it was cool though. It was cool. Man, I got to get back in there. Yeah, man, I'm going to get back in there with you.
We got to get you in there when we actually training, like a real deal.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So you run some stairs and all that shit.
There we go. Come on.
Whole bag.
Come on.
Yeah, whole bag.
Rocky Mod.
Yeah, it is. Come on now. Big Mod.
Mod Creed.
Yeah. Mod Mayweather. Man, starting off, man, again, it's been a while since we potted. And one thing we talked about that, you know, for me was funny as hell.
Okay.
Was in birthday shout out etiquette is a thing that people just don't talk about.
Just birthday etiquette. Hey, I'm happy we're talking about this. I'm going to make sure I clip this and put it into my Instagram so I don't have to repeat myself to people with this. But I've been very sucky this year for birthdays. And I'm typically on top of birthdays.
You are the birthday guy.
Yeah, like I'm very on top of everyone's birthday and I try to, you know, do good. But this has not been the year for me.
I've never been good. You know, and we talked about it, man. I will get on Instagram, click on somebody's story, see it's their birthday and be pissed. Like, fuck.
Damn, I'm the opposite. I will sit there and click through your whole story. Man, let you be having a party. And now I'm intrigued. And I want to see you from every angle that you're guest. I will watch the entire thing and still not say,
man. See what I'm saying?
Or I hit you the next day. Hey, my bad, bro. Hey, happy birthday.
And don't let me have been invited to the festivity. And I didn't go, and I accidentally watched like one piece. Like, get me off. Cause like, yeah, like, and I don't know why I do that. Cause all I gotta do is say happy birthday.
That's literally all you gotta do.
And I don't know why it'd be so hard. But
all you do is say happy birthday.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
HBD.
Like, yeah, that's
cake. You can even do a cake emoji.
A cake emoji to do it. You know what I
mean? But nah, like birthday etiquette's wild because I can say at this age, I can probably say when I was younger, I probably really, you know, really enjoyed, you know, people doing your birthday shout outs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like now I'm just like, it's cool.
Yeah.
You know, I would take a heartfelt text message or just, you know, a really cool voice note.
Yeah.
Things like that. I would take that any day over social media recognition.
Absolutely.
And I see a lot, but a lot of people I feel are just wrapped up. In like, oh, you didn't tell me your birthday. Well, you didn't shout me out. So I've seen people say, I'm not gonna tell you happy birthday if I check Facebook and I see you didn't tell me your birthday.
Right.
I don't really care about shit.
You know, I've talked about that just in general in life, like letting people dictate how you move has always been something.
Yeah.
Like if this is who you are, if you want something, tell them.
It's not tell them.
Like who cares? Or, if they didn't tell like you. Said, who cares?
You don't have to tell them shit.
Exactly. That too. Like pick a struggle. But either way, but yeah, nah, I got questions when it comes to these birthdays, man. Even like, so for example, like how do you decipher who you tell happy B day and happy G day? Like what nigga?
Stop. What does the G stand for? Is it gangster?
I think, is it? I don't know.
I've never known. And I've always felt like it was such a macho.
Yeah. Like, you know,
happy
what I'm
G day, my boy.
Happy G day, family.
And I'd be like, what the hell does the G stand for?
Yeah. Like, you know,
good day.
Yeah.
Let's try to think of things the G can stand for. Good day.
Great day.
Gangster day. I just feel like it's something.
Goon.
You know, we're cooking now.
Happy Goon Day. Earth, remember Earth Day? Remember that was a thing?
Yeah, I remember.
Happy Earth Day. Like I remember that.
What
shit.
What happened
like,
on Earth Day?
I don't know. I guess we got rid of. Oh,
we just kind of. We're probably out of touch.
We are.
Probably must out be. Of touch.
Yeah, man. It's you know. So I don't know, but I think
I like Goon Day
is the
people still say Goonin.
They do. We know. Yeah, we know. Now Goonin just kind of took like a little freaky turn.
Huh?
Yeah, going into a community means something completely different.
Oh.
Yeah. Gooning is self care.
Oh.
Nowadays. Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you find it right. Yep. Gooning.
Oh, okay. Gooning. Mm-hmm. Hey, everything Everybody's so creative these days.
Everyone's so creative.
Everybody is so creative.
So creative, man. So, but yeah, because you know, again, it's been a run of birthdays. Like, I didn't realize how many people were born in like September.
It was a lot of people's birthdays.
A lot
September.
Of September. A lot of Virgos.
Yeah, it was a lot of those.
Man. A lot of Virgo birthdays, man. And in that mix, I had that thought, like, damn, like, how do we navigate this? Like, what are the rules? I need rules. I don't normally like structure, but I need rules to this.
Yeah.
Like, what's a good, how long is too long for me to say happy belated if I miss your birthday?
You can tell me happy belated 3 months later.
On Christmas? Fuck it.
Shit, if because I feel like if you tell me happy belated, we don't really talk a lot.
Right.
So if it's going to be like very far out like that, yeah, it could just be somebody you probably don't really rock with that type.
Yeah. I think that's more of a catching up conversation.
Yeah.
It's your birthday, man. Happy belated. Like something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You had a birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a birthday.
But I will say this though, like, if you know you are shitty with birthdays, mm-hmm, like, just don't expect people to, you know.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, I know my next year birthday communications are going to be down because people are going to be mad. Like, Ashlyn called me and, like, cussed me out because me and Ashlyn have a thing. We call each other on our birthdays. Oh, we'll do the Instagram thing. We always, like, talk on the phone or something.
You ain't call that?
On our birthday. I did not. No, yeah. Yeah, we either talk or we do, like, you know, the whole social media thing. And we were... I won't say I forgot. Like, I remember it in the morning. Then when I did remember, Stephanie did a post, and I actually went to her page looking find something. But we were at the Shador game.
Yeah.
That same day, and then all of that just with the kids and stuff.
Yeah.
But she hit me that next day.
Yeah.
And I was like, you telling these people that's all of your friends happy birthday,
bro? This and bro that, and you can't say shit to me.
You ain't say shit happy birthday. It could be easier because I don't talk to them like that.
But you know what? Yeah, but you know what? You are shitty because you make Ash mad. Is something wrong with you? You know, Ash is one of my favorite.
Ash is always a baby. She, yeah, she's, you know, such a baby.
Yeah, man. Like, Ash is so sweet.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
I'm like, so sorry, Ash. Mad, I'm telling you, she was holding on that thing for like a month.
Man, I remember
she threw me in a group chat with Shaniqua, so Shaniqua
could cuss a little bit.
And she just sitting there egging it on.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
My. You ain't did that, did you, Mom?
I'm sorry, Ash. You know, you ain't active dad. He don't care about you.
You ain't active daddy. Mom don't care nothing about you. Nah, that's funny. But I remember I bumped into a little quick Ash story, man. A few years ago, I was at the MLK parade, and we were at the staging area. Everybody was setting up. And we had, like, candy and shit to give out to the kids. And Ashton came walking over. She was like, Booby, can I get some candy too? I said, Ash, you get whatever you want, man. You get all the candy you want. Go ahead, man. Shout out to Ash, man. Ash one of my favorite people, man, for sure. For sure, man. So,
but hey, so what are some things outside our personal lives that have been going on that we can catch up on?
It's been a while, man. It's been a while, man. I think one thing is, and you know, I don't want to do this to start the whole gender war shit.
Okay.
I don't. But, you know, I feel like a lot of times, you know, things are asked for and requested of us as black men. And when we do it, it's just met with silence. And that bothers me a little bit. Yeah. Not that I won't, you know, I always say I don't clap for fish.
Yeah.
You know, I don't say it. But, damn. So, Cameron.
Yeah.
Right. Cameron has a show, Is With His Podcast. Him, yeah. Mason.
Very entertaining.
For sure.
Very entertaining. Shout out to them boys. They in their bag.
Yeah, for sure, man. Him, Mason, and Stat, and her. If you ever get a chance, man, like, look up her story. Her story is dope.
Really?
Because, like, she's like 23.
Yeah, she does look really young.
Yeah, she is. And if you look at the way she got onto that podcast, it's crazy. It's insane. Like, it's really some by chance shit. It's very similar to
Lauren and the Breakfast Club.
Kind of, but Lauren was kind of working her way up. This one was a little different. Hers is more similar to, if those are familiar with the Joe Budden podcast, her story is very similar to Savon's.
Okay.
Like, real sending DM and shit just happened.
Yeah.
Right? Just took a chance on a DM and it happened, right? But for those who didn't see, man, or who didn't know, Adrian was on the podcast and he was kind of flirting he was warned, you know, chill out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Essentially, he was like, yo, chill out. He did not. He continued. They actually also told him that her boyfriend was there.
Yeah.
Right. Kept going. Eventually, Cam stopped the podcast, paid him for his time, escorted him out, and kept it pushing, right? You know what I mean? To me, that was a classic show, like a good definition of, you know, protecting black women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, there's a lot of layers in this. You know what I mean? I saw people talking about, you know, well, I don't think it's, you know, well, it's cool, but I don't like the fact that, you know, he was like, you know, well, her boyfriend's here, as if the only reason why we're doing this mm-hmm. is because of, like, and I didn't take that, right? I think that's them trying to pick. Well, this was actually a Mark Lamont Hill take on Joe Budden's podcast, which says, like, yeah, like, he's like, well, I mean, but why does it have to be that he's doing it because her boyfriend's here? Like, why you're just doing it as his whole, right?
That's actually both sides of that.
Yeah, and the thing about it was, like, for me, it was like, yo, let's get out of all that. Let's focus on what happens. It's too easy to try to poke a hole in some way, shape, or form, right? It's too easy to say, oh, well, if her boyfriend wasn't there, you're going to, you know, it doesn't matter. Her boyfriend was there. We did it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And let's salute them doing that as opposed to just finding any type of flaw in this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I see what you're saying. Let's just make it a dope moment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
let's acknowledge how he took up for her, you know, and protected her.
Right.
In that moment, and let's just keep it at that.
Exactly. I feel far too often we try to find flaw in good. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, that was cool, but it's like, well, damn.
Damn, just let it be good. Yeah, damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Because if you don't say anything, mm-hmm. it's all bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Here if you do say anything, it's like, it's good, but.
Right. It's still
bad. It's good, comma.
Right. You know what I mean? And I also for me, what bothered me was I didn't see a whole lot of conversation surrounding that piece of it, right? You know, I see a lot of conversation about, you know, men holding other men accountable and checking other men and all that. And then we see it happen in real
time. But you didn't see a lot of that? You talking about just around it?
Yes, I didn't see a lot of, I saw a lot of men saying it. I didn't just see as a whole.
Are you on Threads a lot?
I'm not.
Okay, so I'm about to
say. Is that why I miss it?
I'm not saying you would miss everything, but in this instance, I just remember seeing a lot of conversation around it on Threads. Because I remember I kept strolling past it. I was like, okay, I'll watch it later. And I was like, well, what is this? Everybody's resharing it. Mm-hmm. But all of it was like positive, saying how, like, you know, this is how it should be done. You know, shout out to Cam. He's always been like a stand-up dude and those things. So but piggybacking on your point, I can sit and say, even with it, it could have been praised a little bit more across the board, just because God forbid if it was the opposite way around. Mm-hmm. Would have had, you know, the Me Too movement or whoever.
Right. And you know, it's funny, man, watching Cam and Mace, man. I feel like if I was from New York, I'd be a Harlem nigga.
You think so?
Yeah, I think I'd be a Harlem nigga. Them niggas crack me the fuck up.
Yeah, they
man.
Funny as hell.
And the way them niggas do certain shit. You see what Cam did to Cooper Gooden Jr.?
Bruh, that was insane.
Like, that shit is crazy. That shit is the pettiest Omar. Petty. Omar. See now he gonna fucking make a diss song about me.
Yeah, don't get it wrong. Damn,
we not fucking sorry, Omar. Omar.
But yeah.
Sorry. But the whole thing, like, I think I'm that level of petty.
Yeah.
Like, I'm currently dealing with some shit where I'm like seeding, like, I'm moving at very petty levels.
Yeah.
Right. And then a lot of this. See, I think I'd be a Harlem nigga, man. But anyway, shout out to Cam, man. Shout out to Cam for that, man.
Shout out to Cam and Mason, it wasn't
said enough, man. Salute to you, man, because we need more of that, and we need that highlighted as well, man. Speaking of Harlem niggas, man, Dame Dash on The Breakfast Club.
So, you know, I only watched the clip. I'm not a Dame Dash fan anymore. He mm-hmm. he kind of annoys me.
Yeah.
So I can only take it in doses. So I only watched like the clips mm-hmm. of it, which were, they were entertaining. It's Dame. It's I saw everyone saying online, you know what, this every day I realize why Hov don't fuck with this man.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think, man, it's the Dame situation to me is crazy because
he used to be like so, like, he was Dame Dash, bro.
Yeah, and to me, I think he just in a place now where, again, like you say, he was Dame Dash.
Yeah.
That meant a lot. You know what I mean? And now, because things have gone left. Now, as a Hov fan, I can say the way Hov did what he did was a little, you know, it was a little iffy, right? But I think since then, Hov has moved in a way to where he's looked out for a lot of folks and taken care of a lot of folks. There's an interview with Memphis Bleek on.
I saw that.
Yeah, and I forgot what he was on, but he was talking about.
Was it Shannon Sharp?
It was. Okay. It was. And he was talking about how Hov is and like he was like, yo, Hov will look out for you, but he ain't going to just give you shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to put some work in. Like, you got to do something. Like, he ain't just give you money. And I understand that concept because, you know, again, you just give folks shit.
They expect keep you. Keep the hand out.
Yeah, the hand don't go back, right? But
don't feed a stray cat.
Exactly. That's all you're doing. That's all you're doing is feeding a stray cat.
Purring.
But I think with Charlamagne, man, I do it for me with these things, man. I look at like I don't really see if I'm Dame, why am I coming up here? Outside of just me having an insane amount of ego and pride.
Yeah.
Why am I coming up here?
Yeah.
Like, what you doing? You're not gonna get nothing out of this besides embarrassment.
Yeah.
Because they're going to embarrass you. Charlamagne is going to embarrass you.
Yeah.
Charlamagne's one of them people. Charlamagne's a kid in the class that no matter what you say, it doesn't bother him.
Yeah.
But he's gonna keep saying things to you. And coming from a place in the school where roasting people is commonplace, the one who you can't affect at all is the most dangerous one. The one that don't give a damn.
Yeah,
the one
like, okay, you said mom, it, all right, bet.
Like your mom, okay, well, your mama, you know what I'm saying?
My mama, I bet she was.
Okay, bet, yeah, she was. I think she was, for real. like those type guys who say shit like that, you can't do shit with, man. But like, when he told Dame he should start a record label called Debt Jam, like that kind of shit, like, he was kind of wilding, man. But nah, if you haven't seen that interview, the interview was kind of crazy. I do hate seeing because Dame was very instrumental into a lot of, you know,
just culture, the culture,
yeah. Like what Dame, and I think that for me, that's what I fear.
Yeah,
if there is a fear, I fear Dame's influence on hip hop is diminished, and his contribution to hip hop gets diminished based off what they currently.
Well, I feel that has happened with so many just based off of the access that we have now.
Yeah, yeah.
I enjoyed celebrities when I felt like they were that. Like, and not saying that anyone should be untouchable, but you feel what I'm saying? Like, when you felt untouchable and unreachable, now we see so much of your life. We see, and just to make a point, driving home, what you're saying, like, we're going to see the highs and lows and like the embarrassing moments or things of that nature. And if you continue, because the internet's going to do a good job of circulating those low moments or the not so best moments. Mm-hmm. And if you repeatedly see that, then it just kind of, it brings your stock value down.
Yeah. It's very similar to the T.I. situation, right? Where there's a whole realm where like your younger kids was talking
They really
about,
don't know who T.I.
yeah,
is.
Yeah, they don't know who T.I. is. And they were talking about T.I. in a certain way. Like, what the fuck is T.I.?
I remember I had a conversation with Jamal and I was like, he was like, who's listening to T.I.? Hold on, what?
Like, hold on, T.I.?
T.I.?
Like, you crazy? Like, T.I.?
24s?
Like, nah, that's different. Like, Dope Boys, Do It, Stick It, Trap. Like, yeah, like,
he has another song I really like. It's like old T.I. I think I'm going to listen.
Yeah, he had a lot of Still Ain't Forgave Myself. Like, T.I. had them, like, T.I. had hits.
He can afford to have another life.
Yeah, for sure. Like ASAP. Like T.I.'s one of them ones that you can put on in a concert and take out. You know, most people when they do tours at least.
Yeah,
they're touring the album. You know what I mean? So they're performing the album. And so T.I. is one of the ones who can do, and he just doesn't have as much as a Chris Brown, but T.I. is one of the ones who can come out, do a concert where I'm just doing the hits.
Yeah.
And you be in that shit for an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah.
Of T.I. just giving you hit after hit after hit after hit after hit, right? You know what I mean? So I think with that
even
shit,
with like features.
Yeah, we talk, songs, yeah, features, like all that. Like T.I., Jay-Z did, and I think to me, it's one of the biggest.
Someone should throw like a features event.
It'd be fly. That'd be dope. That'd be dope as hell, man. Jay-Z did a concert where, and it was to me one of the biggest flexes that you can do as a concert. But it was this concert he did in Brooklyn called B-Sides.
Yeah.
And B-Sides was just his, and all he did was his deep album cuts. He didn't get into any of his singles. albums. Yeah. He just did that. The ones that you had to buy the album to hear.
You really know.
You know what I mean? T.I.'s on that level where T.I. can just go through and do album cuts.
Yeah.
Damn the hits. Damn Do It, Stick It. Damn, you know, 24s, ASAP. Damn all that. Just get into the mix of like the shit that really we fell in love with when it came to T.I., right?
Yeah.
He's on that level. You know what I mean? But again, as you said, access to, you know, we've seen a situation with King with his son, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To where we get to see you as a person outside of you as just an artist.
Yeah, just an artist.
And now it gets a lot different. You know what I mean? It humanizes you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Humanizes
like
you.
Like, damn, kind of cheesy. Not yeah. saying T.I.'s cheesy, but yeah, just saying in general. But,
yeah, I mean, I think one of the first or one of the original people we saw tapping with was Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Right? When she
and did, it's so funny because mm-hmm. reality TV was so, I don't want to say it was looked down upon them, but it wasn't, showing them in that light wasn't like, you know, now people want to see more. Right. Of stuff like that.
And at the time I think at the time also it was seen as a money grab. Like if you were a celebrity doing reality TV, yeah, you needed money.
Like damn.
Something was like, damn, why you can't doing that?
The lights on, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So now you got them following you with cameras.
Now it's like shit.
Yeah, cause you know, but I think once they started bringing families into it.
Yeah.
Like, and we started seeing like
Run's House.
Yeah, like, yeah, Run's House, Braxton Family Value. Like, yeah. Once you started seeing and learning more, we started learning more about you as a family, then it made more sense. You know, yeah. T.I., you know, I forgot what theirs are called, but, you know, T.I. and Tiny's, whatever. Yeah, Hustle. Yeah. Family Hustle. Yeah, that shit, right? Like, to me, that light of it was cool, but then again, we started meeting your kids.
Yeah.
And you know, like
seeing your kids don't like you.
Yeah, seeing your kids don't like you. It's all, yeah, you know what I mean? They don't fuck with you. Seeing how King move. Even what's my man name? Not Diggy, but the other one.
Russ? No, Russ. The oldest one?
No, not the oldest.
Was it Russ?
You said it was Russ. Yeah, Russ, it was Russ. Okay. Like what the fuck wrong with Russ? Like those things, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
like,
they say he look invisible.
Yeah, exactly.
They say he look invisible.
See, why?
Like a shadow.
That's great. He do a little bit. He do like he ain't got a face.
He just, when someone say he like an imaginary friend, I was like, that's like...
He talk like one, too.
Yeah, he looks like an imaginary friend.
He does, absolutely. So those kind of things, man. So, you know, again, I just think, again, there was a time where we grew up where the only time we saw a celebrity was on TV.
And was it no internet stuff like that either?
It was a concert. It was an award show. Like, that's when we saw you.
I will always die on the hill that life was better when we knew less about everyone.
Yes, for sure. Always. I think it was Denzel that said that shit, man. The access is going to be the death of a lot of shit.
Yeah, life will be so much better.
Like, when we think about this in general, man, like, just, like, relationship shit. Like, access has created a lot more issues than before.
Because it hasn't helped.
It hasn't. Because you think about it, like, now people genuinely feel like I can do better, right?
Yeah.
Like, man, look at this one over here. Look at that. They get access and they can see all that. And then when you factor in everything social media is, when you talk about it, social media is the highlight reel.
Yeah.
You're never going to really see. You got some people, you do it every now and then, right? Where you have these transparent moments.
Yeah.
Where you really kind of say, man, look.
Hey, this ain't it.
Yeah, this, yeah. Shit been fucked up. I ain't going to hold you. Like, I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, and then also, you know, the high moments. I think if you're one of the people who are going to celebrate your highs, it is, I don't feel like you're obligated to, but I think it does.
You are like a little.
Yeah.
You like a little valley.
Yeah, that's it. You know, give me, like show a little me, valley. Yeah, you show me the peak, show me the valley. Show me that's valley, all. Yeah, you let know? Me see a little, yeah, you know. So to me, I think that's also important, but you know, I think that as total and as a whole, access to being able to see everything, everybody. I ain't gonna lie, I knew it was bad hoes in India. Yo, it's some gorgeous ass woman in India with fat asses and everything. I've never seen that before. Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
You wouldn't. One of my takes
on all them clothes.
One of them.
Put, remember now, Jamie Foxx said that, pull this motherfucker. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Pull this Larry back. Pull this. That old little, yeah. I done dragging the wagon and all that.
But one of my takes about social media has been, if you go back to when Instagram and it was just taking pictures, and then once the videos and things began, I've always felt that it showed you when some people were corny.
It does.
I'm like, damn, I thought like you were a lot. Even like, damn, you were a lot more attractive when you were quiet.
Yeah, for sure.
Like when I couldn't hear you. Now that I can hear you and just kind of watch you in motion.
Instagram,
no,
Instagram to me was a lot doper before A, they opened it up to the Androids.
Yeah.
But B, also when before they allowed you to DM people. Before they went, I remember there was a time where to get a number on Instagram.
You had to write in the comments.
You had to get in the comments. You had to get busy. Delete it. Yeah, you had to get busy. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Go back to find the old ass picture. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you had to get it in to, you know, do whatever, man. And I think those are the things, honestly, that really kind of turned Instagram around. Like you said, it was time on Instagram, just pictures.
Just pictures.
We just gonna post pictures.
Did you? I remember I went back and looked at like some of my old pictures that I posted, and I was like, what the fuck was I taking pictures of?
Yeah, just do
it. Because we just didn't know.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed like just social media and things so much when it was just organic. Hey, mm-hmm. like this is what I'm doing.
Yeah. And that's what Instagram was. Instagram was literally Facebook but pictures.
Yeah. Now it's like, oh yeah, gotta be.
Yeah.
Gotta be this. Gotta be like,
take my picture. This one don't work. Run this back. Ooh, I didn't like that. People don't like it enough. Let me go back and delete this and post it at another time when more people are active. And this,
I remember like you being in a phase where you don't like, oh, you can't post too much. Like now, I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I'm 36 years old.
Yeah,
if I want to post a damn picture every day,
if I got something
on my actual page, I can do that.
If I got something to post, I never liked the people that go back and delete all their posts and they got like one post.
Yeah,
I thought she was like, kind of
like,
weird.
Unless like, you're trying to promote something, or did you not feel like you got enough traction on that one picture?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking people who had like a wall full of pictures.
Yeah,
and then they just
leave, take them all off.
Take them all off, and they got one thing up.
Yeah,
but I just think like the
to me, I'm not okay. I'm not going to shun it, but I'm also not going to praise it because I feel like if you're doing like a rebrand,
yeah,
if for stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you know, that, I feel like that's more so a younger kid thing.
Yeah,
it is. A younger kid, but younger adult thing. They navigate really weird on socials.
Yeah. But these young kids are weird.
We're out of touch. And it's okay to be out of touch.
We are.
Touch.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, yeah.
And it's funny, as we're speaking, I'm looking at like, one of the first pictures I posted on Instagram was like, my graduation checklist at Georgia Southern, like basically me being clear for graduation.
Yeah.
Like I'm looking at it now.
Like I remember posting like a fucking bowl of cereal or something.
Right. Yeah. Like, and it's, I'm looking through, like, it's literally that random.
But you know what, Booby? We need to get back to this.
We do. Damn.
And we shouldn't, I don't want to do it on Instagram. It should be an app called The Simpler Life.
Yeah. The Simpler Life.
And we just going to post, like, you know, your red cup and your cookie.
Come on. You know, and that's it. Post a mic. Microphone. Potting.
Oh, look at Booby.
Potting. Oh, you must be potting.
No long caption.
Yeah.
Don't fuck these haters.
Yeah. Like, cause nobody hates you. I'm actually low because I literally was scrolling through and I found like this was the picture I was gonna post for Lambo's birthday, man. I just found it again.
Oh man, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was when I saw your graduation.
We was fucking at HDR.
Oh yeah, that little filter.
That's what the filter was. Ooh, we were fried.
Yeah, nah, facts.
We were fried in HDR.
Yeah, nah, that's a fact. That's a fucking fact, man. Like, we were on different shit, man. A random topic, man, that I wanted to get into, man.
Yeah.
It's October.
We enjoy randoms.
It's October, man.
All right.
Fall is coming.
Fall is
here.
It's spooky season. It's
spooky season, you know, for those who know Pete.
Mike.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Did you see that video? The guy with the little Hispanic boy where he was Michael Myers, but his wig. You didn't see that?
Nah, I miss it.
It's this video. There's a Hispanic boy that was like supposed to be Michael Myers, but it was the wig that he had. Just wasn't like Michael Myers. And his mama was like, well, you're not Michael Myers. You're more like, Mike Myers. Or something like that. Oh, God.
Dog, have you seen the TikTok shit with a girl who, it was a question, I guess, and she got asked, like, out of all these villains, like, who do you think you could beat?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Jeepers Creepers.
Oh.
So then somebody made a page called Big Creep. Big Creep 204 some shit.
Yeah.
And now he been looking for her.
Oh God, no.
Yeah, Big Creep. Yeah, like some Jeepers Creepers been looking for. He got a TikTok too. He been looking for Shorty.
Oh,
like,
God.
And it's been going on for like weeks. Well, you're looking for shorty. It says she could beat that nigga.
Oh, that is crazy.
He wouldn't see be a big creep 202, man. Or
202. Oh, I gotta check that out.
Yeah, man, that shit had me crying.
I'm not on TikTok a lot, but I'm phasing off of Twitter some. Yeah. I'm still on Twitter. Yeah. Because you can never get rid of Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just not as active. Yeah. But I feel like TikTok videos at night.
Yeah.
That might be my new jam.
Yeah, yeah. And I use TikTok for educational purposes.
Okay.
But I'm trying to learn about some shit real quick. Real shit. Like if I'm grilling, especially
with cooking.
Yeah, for sure.
With recipes, cooking, you just gotta put black people.
Yeah, that's very key for black folks, and they got you right. So with that, man, we're getting the spooky season, man. Highs in the 70s, low.
Yeah.
Waking up, walking
everybody
outside.
Everybody dressed like Princess Diana. Yeah. Long sleeve and shorts.
Nah, dead ass, right? So, you know, everybody walking out the door in the morning. So, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Then you're hot.
Let me get a little jacket.
Then you're hot by 12. Yeah, you're hot. Like sweating.
Yeah, burning up, man. So, my question to you, man.
All right.
In spooky season, and we might make this a theme for the month, man.
Okay.
But tell me, who is your favorite Halloween scary horror movie villain?
One, I don't like a lot of scary movies.
Right, okay.
But if we're dealing with Halloween, I would have to go Scream.
Okay.
I have to go Scream.
Okay. He never really had a name.
Yeah, he just the Scream Mask.
Yeah, Scream Mask.
Because he ain't had to do much.
Yeah.
He just pulled up and he was free to fuck out.
Because I think actually in each one it was a different person.
Yeah.
Just wearing the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wearing a little robe with the mask.
Yeah, with the mask on there.
Yeah, okay. And
I like to think of myself like that.
Okay.
Ain't got to do much.
Yeah, they ain't do
I just pull up,
I'm
baby.
I'm just going to show up.
And you know what time it is.
Same fit.
You know what time it is.
You know who I am. Come
you know
on
what,
now.
What about you?
You see me coming around the corner, bitch. It's me.
Yeah. Hmm. Come on.
Hello.
Y'all already know. Hmm. I ain't got to say shit.
Hmm. Just come around the corner. Oh, shit. He here. Oh, shit.
I ain't got to say.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but nah, my man is been the same, man. It's Freddy Krueger, man. That's
I could see you like Freddy's it. I feel my, like you said that.
I feel
did
like
you have a Freddy like sweater at some point.
I might have.
I feel like you had like a Freddy like sweater.
I have a Coogi, so maybe that's what okay. It's very similar. But nah,
Freddy ish,
yeah, Freddy ish, right? But nah, man. So Freddy Krueger. For those who don't know the backstory, we actually watched Nightmare on Elm Street last night.
Okay.
So Freddy Krueger, for those who don't know the backstory on Freddy, Freddy was a janitor at an elementary school. And the kids said that Freddy was assaulting them and told their parents. They're picking on Freddy. The parents did not go to, so I think, and actually, no, I'm sorry, take that back. Let me go back. Freddy was kicked because it's two different versions of this, but I'll go with the more common version. Freddy was a serial killer. Killed some kids, went to court, got arrested, all that shit, beat the case, essentially. The parents, pissed off he beat the case, burned him in the basement.
Mm.
Freddie went to hell, because he was a killer, and came back as a demon. But Freddie's thing was that Freddie fucked with you in your dreams.
Mm.
And to me, this is when I started fucking with Freddie. Because I was like, what the fuck you gonna do?
Yeah.
Like, he kills you in your dreams. You gotta go to sleep. What you gonna do?
Damn.
Like, it's no escaping this nigga. Like, it's no, yeah, like, it's no escaping this nigga. You gotta go to sleep.
That's kind of raw.
It is. That's how I always say that shit tough.
That's kind of raw.
Yeah. Come on, Savannah. Oh, that shit tough. You feel me? So, yeah, nah, so that's how Freddy gets you, man. So, but the one thing about Freddy is that if you can time when you wake up with a time you grab Freddy, you can then pull Freddy back into the real world with you.
Oh, okay.
And as in the real world, Freddy is now mortal. In dreams, Freddy, you're in his world. He controls everything. Yeah. You can't hurt him. In the real world, he's mortal. So that's the thing with Freddy. But I always enjoy Freddy because of that. I also really liked Hannibal Lecter. That was also my guy. Silence of the Lambs. It's something about the scene when he was eating the lady brain and like eating the buddy brain and like buddy was sitting there, but he's sitting there feasting. He done fried that shit and put some soy sauce on it and fried that shit up. That I always enjoyed, man. But yeah, you do anything for Halloween?
Trick or treating.
Okay.
I take the kids trick or treating.
What's that neighborhood you're talking about? Where they got
We go to Noda.
Noda.
Yeah, that's Noda. It's like it's literally Halloween town.
Okay. Yeah.
In Noda. So we've been doing that. Shout out to Raven, me, Raven, the kids.
Okay.
Last like 2 years.
Okay.
Yo, last 2 years we took the kids down there.
We doing a little. We giving away candy this year.
They giving away candy this year.
Yeah. P got a whole fucking. You'll see. Like,
see, we didn't have a whole lot of trick or treaters. Well, Eb always stay. She said she won't stay for trick or treaters. Yeah. The ones that don't come.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had. I feel like at one point our neighborhood had more. It's kind of slowed down now.
How'd your mom act with trick or treaters?
Oh, you know, she done got really churchy.
Yeah.
So she had done stopped. But I feel like at one point she was still giving out candy.
My mom never gave out shit. Yeah. My mom would turn that fucking light off. Turn that light off on that porch for a couple of them.
Yeah, she, hey, all right, here you go. All right. Mm-hmm. God bless you.
God bless you. But yeah, now we for sure the Hallelujah night for sure.
This has been another conversation online, and it brought back childhood trauma, because when I think of Hallelujah night, I think of bobbing for apples.
Somebody just brought that up to me.
It's been a common topic like disgusting. Recently. And I can remember at the church
you bought apples
in that tin bucket, whatever it was.
Using a bobbin.
Bobbin. And thinking back on that, it's disgusting.
Disgusting. Using it with your mouth open.
Mouth open.
Wide open.
Mouth wide open.
Wide open.
Wide open.
And think about the people who got a little bit of mouth on the apple but couldn't get it. And then
now you got a little piece of their little nibble.
Mm-hmm.
You put your teats in their teats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Going in like a donkey.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Yeah, now somebody literally just asked me about that. It was like, you know, it's crazy. Anybody thought about like how nasty Bobby
A lot of people have been talking about that recently.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the world, COVID really showed us how nasty the world was.
Mm-hmm.
It showed us how nasty and how dirty the world really was. It did. How we were unclean people.
We were living foul. I think that, you know, and it's funny. It's things that, you know, you look at now that people don't really. I mean, obviously, we all, you know, we should have all been washing our hands. But, you know, if you're touching something, even like money, right? Like touching money and thinking about where this money has been.
We would always have like. In the branches, we would always have like sanitizer and stuff.
Because it's important,
right? Next to the money.
Because you don't know. Because you don't know what the hell it could or couldn't be. You know what I'm saying? That's funny. That's a disgusting Halloween tradition. Is bobbing for apples, man. But I went trick or treating once. My mom took me to the mall one time, and she got mad at me. I was a little vampire. I had a little candy blood on my mouth. I kept licking the blood off. She kept having to apply it. But yeah, nah, man. We never were big on trick-or-treat. We'll go to the church. You know, we'll do that. I mean, when you have to have a costume. So mom put me in her nursing scrubs. Now I was a doctor. She gave me the stethoscope.
Okay.
We did that, man. But yeah, nah, we weren't big. But this year, we are. We got candy.
There we go.
We got, you know what I mean? We going, you know, I'm a DJ it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to DJ some scary Halloween, you know what I mean? Some Halloween songs.
Do y'all talk to your neighbors?
I don't. She do.
Okay. But I said, do y'all know
they? You don't fuck with people.
Yeah, you even talk to people anyway. Yeah. But do y'all know if they doing a little thing?
I don't know. I need to ask her. She probably would know. I don't.
Because I know most of our neighbors, the lady on the one side of me, Miss Sharon, she don't really fuck with people. She like you. Then the ones on the right, they're new and they're cool. But when we go to Noda, I think it's cool. Just like how some of the neighbors, they'll have like stuff set up in between the houses.
Or yeah,
it'll be like three houses all in just one person driveway, like just kicking it.
Yeah,
My neighborhood is lame. Yeah, but they don't.
Yeah, this neighborhood is new, so we don't really know what.
Already know people.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. It's apparently a lot of kids that have been coming from other neighborhoods into this
here.
Neighborhood.
Yeah, because it's like newer subdivision.
Yeah. So maybe
they think nice candy.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So maybe some of them, you know.
Yeah.
We got candy. If they don't get it, well, I'll meet it.
Yeah, I would always take my candy to work.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I would not. Them kids, no.
Yeah, right.
I didn't let them keep the candy for about 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I need, about 2 days.
Yeah, man. Shifting back real quick, man. I did want to talk about this part of it.
Okay.
Live Nation CEO. He said the that
ticket comment.
Yeah, ticket comment said that he actually feels like the prices for tickets are too low. And they should raise tickets. We were actually just talking about trying to find our way to the Breezy Bowl because of how amazing it's been looking.
Yeah.
And, you know, so for you, man, what where are you with that? And I want to have this conversation from not only a consumer, but from a business perspective. Like, if we can dive into maybe what his views on it are.
I can't speak exactly on what his views are. And to me, they are kind of blended, because I feel like concert tickets are, I don't feel like they're too low. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're priced. You pay for what you get, mm-hmm, when it comes to concerts. But I think just when you think of the concert industry and how, you know, getting tickets now, it's like a privilege,
yeah,
to get tickets now, because you literally have to strategize and come through with a plan. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the time I get tickets, if it's not from my Verizon, Cole is one of my credit cards, mm-hmm, you know, like Citi or stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's most of the reason why I'm able to get concert tickets. So I wouldn't think they're too high, but I don't think, no, he said they're too low. I just wouldn't think they're too low. I think where they're priced, them shits ain't gonna go no higher than what it is. Then also with the resale industry, because you can't tell me that some of them aren't, you know, sub independent companies,
right,
that they're operating and making more money off of. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me.
Yeah. And that to me is more of it than anything. I view it as, it's more of the bots driving ticket prices up. Because if you look at a ticket at face value, it's not terrible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, a couple hundred dollars, you know, for a great seat to see an artist like Beyonce isn't terrible. Yeah. But when it gets to that resale market, and now it's $600-700, a lot of times people are seeing resale prices. You know what I mean? So I see what they're saying, man. But also, I do agree with you. But the other part of it, too, is that when we look at artists as a whole, artists don't really make money off album sales anymore. Yeah, like, because everything's streaming.
Yeah,
everything's streaming. So, and that's why they tour so much, because, you know, let me sell this arena out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially if you're doing stadiums.
Exactly. You're doing these stadium tours. Yeah, if you could sell a stadium out, right? And then you bring home, you know, 5% of this $100 million. You made $5 million on the show. It's dope, right? Like, and we do 20 shows.
Yeah. You good.
You know, we good. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, also I do see what he's saying in the sense of, like, the sheer value of what you're getting could probably be more from a business standpoint, but I think also from a business standpoint, you can also outprice your customers.
Yeah.
And I think that's the other part of it. Yeah. But are you familiar with the, are you familiar with this pricing strategy where it's like an individual pricing strategy? And I've seen it kind of being, I've seen rumbles of it on the internet, on social media, of like this personal pricing strategy where they're, these different companies are trying it out, where they're essentially pricing things based off of the individual. And what I mean by that is based off that person's income level, mm-hmm, based on that person's like search history.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. So an example of this is that someone who may be, I don't know, let's say a woman dealing with in a relationship that she has a lot of domestic violence, right?
Yeah.
The things that she's looking for are ways out, right? So hotel rooms and those kind of things. And what they've been saying is that there's a pricing model where you'll get priced a certain thing based off of that. So essentially the things you would need, I don't know, luggage,
all
hotel
that.
Rooms.
It would be
higher.
Because
you know, higher. Because you want it. It's similar to like, you know, with us being from Savannah, I know you remember this. You remember there was a time where when hurricanes were coming, the cost of wood and lumber and
everything was
shot
going
up.
Yeah.
Right? Same concept.
Like, they know you need it. So
they know you
it
need
up.
It. So they're hiking the price up. And they're talking about rolling this model out for everybody. Like, so based off how much money you make and based off what you're searching.
That's insane.
Based off, it's crazy as hell. Yeah. But I could see it as a, like, with this world of AI, I can see them trying that shit or doing it, and we ain't got.
I don't put shit past.
Yeah, like
shit past them at this point.
Yeah, and I've seen it happen where, you know, they've talked about, you know, a situation where, you know, I think it was Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A recently got sued because they, if you went to a certain Chick-fil-A at a certain time, the prices went up. If you use the app.
Okay.
On the app, the prices would be higher during a certain amount, certain part of the
Yeah, day. I remember I heard about that.
And they
yeah.
got sued because they're like, why is it not the same across the board? It should be the same.
But I thought all of the companies were trying that out.
They were. It's a lot of them trying that.
Yeah, like Wendy's and all type of stuff.
Right. But essentially, it's price gouging.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what it is. And that's illegal, just, you know, you know, with fair market, all that kind of shit. So I think, and again, with AI being a thing, you know, it's similar to, man, bro. No lie, and it was crazy as hell to me. This is probably the craziest I've seen. P got me a Tumblr, right?
Yeah,
like a nice little black Tumblr with a University of Georgia logo on there.
Yeah,
she just got it for me, bro. Like, got it. She ordered it. It came in. She gave it to me. I didn't talk about a brand. I didn't talk about the Tumblr. I didn't search the Tumblr.
Yeah,
I didn't do any of that shit. Do you know the next time I logged on Instagram, I had ads for that exact same Tumblr?
Was it through Amazon?
Whatever, it was through hers, though.
Oh,
but why am I seeing it? And it might be because of the same. It might be the server. It might be the residents and all that shit.
That's still crazy, though.
But I just thought it was crazy. Like, why am I seeing it?
That is, you know, crazy. Just like, how you can see all of that stuff.
Yeah, like, so it's crazy.
Nah,
man.
When I was speaking to Mac, who I'm always referencing, who lives in Seattle now, and, you know, he works in AI and all of that stuff. So he was explaining to me when I want to do, like, active dad ads, he's going to help me with it, because he was breaking it down. He was like, bruh, you can code it and break it down to be like, you know, demographic, you know, dads to the age of 20, 25 to 40.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying 25 to 40, but you can also specify, like, if they just had a kid or if they're looking at kid stuff. He was like, bro, you can code this shit. And I was like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, it'll literally populate on anybody's shit that even looked at anything or liked the picture of a kid recently.
Yeah, even people who exactly. It could be people who don't even have kids, who are just looking at kids, maybe thinking about it, maybe, you know, warning a kid, you know, like, it can, you know, it can go to them too. So I just think it's the craziest shit in the world, man. Like, I've always said my whole goal in life is to at some point have enough money so I can just move off the grid.
Yeah,
and if y'all want to find me, we living on a farm somewhere out in the country.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where we at. You feel me? I stand in that still. Because looking at this world and how these things are going and how crazy this AI shit is.
Everything's so,
like,
crazy,
people talk about this ChatGPT thing, which is cool. I utilize it as well. Yeah. Right? I use it.
Make it a tool.
Yeah, make it a tool. Make but also, tool, like, to me, it's so scary what that could turn into, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what ChatGPT, if we're not careful, could be.
Yeah, by giving all that information and having all those conversations and stuff.
Yeah, because that's all AI is.
They're going to be able to clone you.
That's truthfully.
Knock your block off.
Nah, for real. But that's all AI is, if we're being honest. All AI is literally us putting information out. And then a computer takes it. And when you look at it, it says searching, right? And it'll search all through Google of all the information we put out. And then it'll pump out a result based off of what we've told it and given it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think it's super crazy, man. Super, super interesting to me. I mean, you know, those kind of things. But
hey, speaking of super.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of super, Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Super Bowl halftime show has been announced. Is it true that Taylor Swift declined?
Probably.
Okay.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Because I just knew she was going to be next. So if she did decline, okay, cool. Shout out to Tay.
That doesn't mean the Chiefs ain't going to Super Bowl this year.
Yeah. Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny.
International superstar.
Benito.
Super Bowl performer.
How you feel about it?
Sounds like I got a good opportunity to go get me something neat. Be honest with you. I know people love Bad Bunny. I don't. From what I've heard, it's going to be like an all Spanish show too.
It should be.
I mean, yeah, it's in Miami.
If you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah, it's in Miami. I think this also goes to the whole point when people talk about.
Is it in Miami? No, it's not. It's in.
Where's it at?
It's in.
Well, that's in Miami.
The Bay. It's in the Bay.
It is in San Francisco. Yeah, it's in the Bay. It is San Francisco.
Yeah, it's in the Bay.
Yeah, is there a big Latino population there?
No.
No, Asian. I know Asian.
I mean, it could. I've never been there.
I know Asian.
There's a lot of Hispanic stuff there, but, you know, like, and this is, the Super Bowl is not the hometown hero show.
Yeah.
People need to realize that.
Well, they fucked that up when they did that whole L.A. shit that year was in L.A. when they had Dr. Dre.
But I don't think they messed it up.
They gave that.
They gave people that. After that, people started running away. Yeah, I'm like, if Outkast is not performing in Atlanta, come on.
It's true.
Come on. Not a huge Bad Bunny fan.
A Super Bowl in Atlanta with Outkast as the headliner, it would be insane.
Insane.
But we ain't had Super Bowl in Atlanta in a while either. Mm-mm. Still time. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Because who was that? Travis Scott performed? Travis Scott performed. They did a couple of artists.
Yeah, but it's been
a halftime show.
Yeah, but it's been a minute since that shit was in Atlanta, though.
Yeah.
It's been a while. But anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but
Free Weezy.
I don't know a lot of Bad Bunny songs, but when they drop the set list, mm-hmm. I'll be figuring it out.
You got a couple. You got Feliz Navidad.
That's probably got,
La Cucaracha.
Okay.
You got a few.
Two.
Yeah.
I don't know. Two that I really know.
I don't know if those are songs. They're Spanish, though. I'm sure Feliz Navidad is not a Bad Bunny song, but.
Yeah, I was just going along with it. Cool. Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think it's going to bring out Cardi?
I don't think it's going to bring anybody out.
You don't think so?
I think you're going to stug it. We haven't seen artists like do that outside of the LA show. We haven't seen them really bringing folks out.
Yeah, did The Weeknd bring anyone out?
No, hell no. You just running through that fucking maze.
Yeah, I was
shit off. I thought
utterly confused.
Yeah, I thought that was the devil.
It was kind of demonic. Yeah, it was kind of demonic.
Did Usher bring somebody out?
Usher?
He did.
He brought out Lil Jon, Alicia Keys. She was off key.
Yeah.
So. Is that it? That
I think that's it, yeah.
And he brought out Will I Am. Oh my God.
Yeah, Oh My God. Yeah.
And me and my kids were excited.
Yeah, for sure.
Me and my kids were having the time of our lives in the house.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the Bad Bunny show, I think it'll be good. I think people will enjoy it. I'm just not a Bad Bunny fan.
Yeah, I'm not a Bad Bunny fan, but.
And I don't feel the need to become one for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Well, I just like to, you know, be informed. Yeah. So I'm not going to remember the lyrics, but I want to at least know the beat, you know?
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. I actually am looking forward to him being there for, like I said, because, again, big football fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm betting on the Super Bowl, don't matter who playing, I'm betting. I'm locked in. An opportunity to step away real quick, go give me some wings, and, you know, I'm not going to turn away. So I'm happy Bad Bunny
performing. I'm excited for Bad Bunny.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm excited.
I mean, it's going to be a big, we'll see. Yeah, the numbers will be there for sure.
Because he's one of the biggest artists right now.
He's huge.
One of the biggest artists right now. So it's like, it's not like we're just giving him out.
Nah, absolutely.
It's earned. Mm-hmm. I think it's earned.
He deserves it.
Some people were saying that Ice will be outside Super Bowl. I'm like, catch this.
Not Super Bowl. They will be outside of a Bad Bunny show talking about Super Bowl.
The people that are going to the Super Bowl,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
They ain't coming for them.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, okay, they ain't coming for them.
It's going to be a whole lot of money in that motherfucker.
Whole lot.
They ain't going to be acting that crazy for all that. Now, they was in the hood, yeah. But this not.
You know what I also, I'm sorry, random going back. Yeah. My mind is like a, you know, whatever. What I also enjoy about Halloween.
What?
Meg Thee Stallion. We can keep going. Don't worry about it.
Oh, hey, yeah, hey.
Yo, outside of Meg saying that boy shot her, other than that.
She all right.
She Meg. Yeah, she all right.
She all right.
What you be calling her? Megan a liar?
Yeah, Megan a liar.
That shit was cracking me up.
Beautiful liar. But speaking of Megan, who is in featured artist on Cardi B's new album. Ooh,
come on, Segway champ.
Come on. But speaking of Meg Thee Stallion, and that can get us away to usher in our good sister Cardi, I feel like there's a good bit to unpack when it comes to Cardi.
There is.
Am I the Drama?
Yes.
Album?
Yes.
They said, what she did, like 205? Mm-hmm. She said she was only projected to 115.
Mm-hmm.
Whole lot of conversation around the album. Whole lot of conversation around Cardi. I'm always here to smile when the underdog is doing good. I feel like she's doing, this is a good run for her right now.
Mm-hmm.
My overall, what I'm most impressed about is whoever her marketing team is, they did an old school album rollout, and I appreciate that. Cardi was on late night shows. She was here. She's doing interviews. She's doing press. Mm-hmm. She's at the stores that some of her albums are at.
Mm-hmm.
All, you would think that Matthew knows is out of retirement right now.
Yeah, I do. So I do appreciate that. I think this has been a trend lately. Not just with Cardi. I think that the Clips had an amazing album.
A rollout.
Yeah, they just performed at the Vatican.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I mean, an amazing album rollout for what they're doing. A lot of, and you know, it is old school because once streaming really kind of took over, I think that, you know, it became a situation where money wasn't really allocated toward that.
Do you think it's that, or do you think it's more so hate giving her this leverage? But do you think, I think too many artists started thinking it was Beyonce. Because remember when she dropped that digital album and it was like the first like really big surprise drop like that?
Yeah, and I think that all
afterwards people started just dropping their stuff too. But it's like, you gotta,
And that's my thing.
You should get in the field.
I think that wasn't all just the artist though.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was very label-y. I think labels saw Beyonce do it and said, and looked at it less as,
and said, we can save doing this.
Exactly. I think it's less of artists feeling like, oh, Beyonce did it, I could do it. I think it's more of labels saying, oh, Beyonce, they did it over there, or Beyonce's label.
Yeah.
Let's do this, because now we can, you know, we can just put an album out.
Yeah.
With minimal, because at the end of the day, especially with streaming becoming a thing, right? And this is me kind of putting my music, whatever, hat on. Over time, people, if it's good, people are going to listen to it. They're going to hear about it. They're going to share it.
Yeah.
And we almost roll albums out for people.
Yeah.
If you're a mid-tier artist. Now, an artist like a Beyonce, an artist like a Drake, even an artist like a Cardi at this point, right? Yeah. We've been waiting, 7 years for Cardi to drop?
Yeah.
Like, these bigger, higher-tier artists can get away with it, but I think they've also realized that formula was very fleeting. Beyonce just dropping the album out the blue was dope, but it was also unheard of.
Yeah.
So it was like, well, you know, Beyonce drop? Huh? Hold on. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I've seen different levels. Like, I think it was U2. Remember when Apple just threw a U2 album on their phone? Just put it in there.
Here. Yeah. I was like,
what the fuck is that? I don't want this shit. How do I delete? Couldn't delete it out. Couldn't delete that shit out for like a week. It just stayed there, right?
Cheating.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You
know,
dude,
so, you gotta do.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know what I mean? For me, I think it's just been a different, little different kind of situation, scenarios, you know, for me that I've seen. But now I think for Cardi, to go back to your point, I did appreciate seeing the old school album roll out.
Yeah.
I did appreciate, I mean, Cardi had a lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
So
even the damn court case could have been used as a damn rollout at this point.
Sometimes it's just perfect timing.
Yeah.
You pregnant, you know what I mean, by this nigga who you've been with for a few months. There's a lot of discourse behind that.
Yeah.
You got women supporting Cardi, then saying, hold on, Cardi, you weren't supposed to do all that tonight. Yeah. You're having fun. Like, you got men. I remember I posted and I was laughing when people were celebrating her being with Stephon Diggs. I'm like, bro, do y'all know who this nigga is? Yeah. I said on the pod, like, I know who he is. You know what I mean? But, and that was a whole different conversation and thought process when it comes to Cardi.
Yeah.
Because I've always said, I was like, listen, and I do not mean this negatively at all. Cardi's a bird. Cardi has always said she was a bird. She's always moved like, and it's cool. Like, it's not negative.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason why we fell in love with Cardi is Cardi was always herself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cardi was super authentic. Cardi reminded of us of the cousin, the homegirl, that we all got a Cardi in our life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the girl just fly as hell, but messy as shit.
Yeah.
Always in some bullshit. She make questionable decisions. Like, cool, but you know, this who she is, right? You know what I'm saying? So it's not a knock on Cardi for doing that. It's also, almost a positive.
Yeah.
Like, nah, be yourself, shorty. Like, do you.
Who cares?
Like it's exactly. Who cares? Be yourself. I think there was a group of people who kind of forgot that about Cardi.
Yeah.
And tried to put Cardi, the newcomers, and put Cardi on almost, I don't want to say a Beyonce type thing, but almost like a she could do no wrong type shit. Cardi was dope because she was different. And we think about, and me and you all enough to remember when Nicki was first coming out, right? Nicki was pushed to us as his artist. We didn't see nothing.
Yeah.
Right? Nicki was the perfect artist. Nicki was fine, had a little fat ass. Nicki
she could rap.
It wasn't Nicki, you know, being good as a rapper for a girl.
Yeah.
Nicki was rapping circle. Nicki got on Monster with Rick Ross, Kanye and Jay-Z and wrap circles around them niggas, right? Like, Nicki was one of the ones, right? Yeah. So now when we see these things about Nicki, and now Nicki defending herself, like, it comes to the point we said earlier, right? Like, now we're seeing who Nicki is. It's like, yo, damn, Nick, like, you'd have been better served, like, just shutting the fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm like, really Lil' Kim, like, think about it. We don't know much about Lil' Kim, you know, besides the surgeries.
Yeah.
People attack the surgery because of that, right? But other than that, we don't know shit about Kim. So I think with Cardi, man, no, I think it's a super dope rollout. I think the album was dope. I honestly was confused with the single selection because Cardi's album had so much shit on it.
Yeah.
Like, damn, why y'all like the Imaginary Player joint? Like,
a lot of people feel that was strategic to just put it out to show a different side.
And I saw that too, but I felt like, and again, she still did her numbers, so I can't say they were wrong.
Yeah.
But I was like, damn, like, Cardi, you had some heat on this shit.
Why wasn't every time, why wasn't that or see Magnet?
What I'm saying?
Or like, she, I feel like Outside was fun. She could have did Outside. She could have did Imaginary Players. I would have dropped Every Time 2 days for the album drop.
Right. Or drop that shit during the summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, cause Glow did that shit, right? You know what I mean? Like drop, like put them anthems out.
Cause I don't feel like we needed Imaginary Players.
We did.
Like, it's cool to just say it's on the album, but I would have very much rotated either Magnet, other one. I would have rotated them out.
It's too much shit on there.
Even Hello.
Yeah, Imaginary Players was not a good song. It was not good enough to be a single. It wasn't. I mean, I salute. You know, the
did they push it as a single, or were they just releasing it just to?
No, it was pushed as a single. It was a single. It was for sure a single. Because, like, when you talk about an album and the album cut, like, you putting this out, this is the radio song, that's a single. Like, so they promoted it, pushed it. It came out on its own, independently of the album. Because, you know, the way they'll do it now is that you have the album on Apple Music or wherever it is, but you have the certain songs you can hear before it drops. Yeah. Those are your singles, right? So Imaginary Player was one of her singles, right? Yeah. And again, I think as just a standalone B-side, dope.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean?
I agree with that. I get it. I agree with what you're saying. As
this is what I'm pushing to promote my album.
Yeah.
Because that, to me, I ain't gonna hold you. When I heard that, I said, I don't want to hear this fucking album. Is this what you doing?
I don't want to hear I'm not going to lie. After I heard it, I felt Outside had like, you know what? Okay. Mm-hmm. She coming.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. When I heard that, I was like, okay, it's going to be. You know, at first, I was hesitant. But then after being hesitant, I went back to, I think they're trying to do the old school formula of where is this going to fit in the story if the album's on the story, or I was like, B, they're just trying to another old school type like we talked about, just show different sides. Remember before, like we said, you have like the fun song, the sex song, the this song, the that song. So I was like, I was trying to figure out what was the angle that they were looking at.
Yeah, and I think, because you're right, that was always a thing, but I think that for me, it was always, though, even with that being a thing, the song was
wasn't strong enough.
Yeah, and that's my thing. I can see the concept of we want to just show a different side of Cardi, but make it strong. And that was my only issue. My issue wasn't the thought process, because I thought that too. So maybe they just want us to see a different side. But I wasn't, and maybe it's that I wasn't a big enough Cardi fan for me to say, oh no, this is different for Cardi.
Yeah.
Like, let's put this out, right?
Yeah, nah. Like, I was like, oh, okay.
So, like, for example, and forgive me, I'm not going
to
remember
that song came out, and I started listening to the original one.
Yeah. And I ain't going to front. I was laughing because, you know me, I've been a Jay-Z fan my whole, you know. So it was funny for me because I was just noticing on Instagram reels and people posting, and I'm hearing the instrumental for Imaginary Players, and I'm like, damn, like, I've been telling y'all niggas about Hole for years, and then this, but again, one, you can't gatekeep Jay-Z. Yeah. You can't gatekeep Jay-Z. Jay-Z's Jay-Z, but I just laugh because I'm like, damn, but I've been telling y'all niggas, like, this shit I've been listening to. But I think, you know, I think a good example, and I was gonna say, forgive me. I forget the name of the song, but Meg Thee Stallion has a song that she put on, I think it was on her last album, but it was like a song where she was really talking about like her mental health and how shit was fucked up. She was her mom passing and all things, right? And it was a lot different than what we had heard from her, right?
That was on the same one with Hiss.
Yeah, I think it was on that, right? But
is it this Coochie Depressed?
Something yeah, like it's that. Coochie's for like that shit, right? That song. But that was a strong ass song. It was a different look for Meg, but it was a strong song. Like, this coochie is the they can relate to that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so she's talking about, yeah, I'm out here getting drunk. Yeah, I'm out here just fucking niggas. Yeah, I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, you are too, right? You've been here. So I think that's where, you know, to me, when you take that route, I think that that's the way, in my mind, it should go, right?
Yeah.
Now, again, Cardi shit did numbers. It was going to do numbers regardless. Let's you know.
Yeah, I think it was going to do numbers, but I think because it was just a good quality product.
Listen, that album was platinum before it dropped.
But you know, they didn't let her, they didn't, for them to do a whole, like, rollout, what you call it, they didn't count that. They told her she couldn't.
Well, the songs on there still counted though, like WAP and all that. Those numbers,
but they were saying WAP numbers weren't they could not reflect her first week sales. I think
on first week. But see, the thing about it is, first week sales, people report first week sales.
Yeah,
but after that, the album itself is still going to be that. You know what I'm saying? So first week sales. That's a traditional way of people looking at it, but shit's not been traditional in years.
Yeah.
So, for example, when Kanye and 50 had that whole thing, right? Their whole bet was, the whole bet was first week sales.
Yeah.
Right? But that was physical albums. Once it shifted to streaming, because first week sales have never really reflected, at least recently, the last, I don't know, 5-10 years, first week sales have not reflected that album.
Got you.
Because of streaming and what is a stream and how much does a stream count toward the album. Yeah. Numbers are super low, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's where, like, I will say, though, like, doing, was it, what, 205? What's the number?
Yeah, 215?
205. So 205 being, say, an extremely high number in the streaming world.
Yeah.
If an artist of Cardi's stature did 205 in 2006, it's a flop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now, and that's not saying anything about Cardi.
We're just saying how it was.
Because when people were going out and buying physical albums, right? Yeah. We were going to fucking media play.
Think about Best Buy. Backstreet Boys was going like platinum the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Like
the fucking weekend.
It was a line out the door to get that album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not seeing that no more.
You legit going platinum. Physical.
Exactly. But now, since you could stumble across, like, for example, Bryson Tiller just dropped.
Yeah.
Right. I haven't downloaded it yet. I am, but you know, I haven't downloaded it yet, right? Like, you got artists who people are putting, I'll get to it when I get to it, type shit.
Yeah.
So that's why first week numbers aren't as important. They're important when you do what Cardi did.
Yeah.
They're important when you surpass the projection. But as a whole, that album, like I said, that album, because again, they can say first week it doesn't count, sure, because that's not the first week of that.
Yeah, that's all.
But as a whole, them numbers are still there.
Yeah.
So for WAP, it's WAP. I forgot what else she put on there. And she should have put it on there. Like, she'd be foolish.
She had no fucking album.
Yeah, she should. Yeah, she's out here just putting shit out. Yeah, you should, right? You know what I mean? Like, no, WAP should be on that fucking album. You know what I mean? And I thoroughly enjoyed WAP and the video for WAP.
I was looking at a clip on Twitter the other day, and I was like, they were really scissoring on stage at the Grammys, damn near.
They were wild.
When they were like, was flipping on a big bed.
They were wild.
And Cardi was pregnant.
They were wild.
She was early pregnant.
Wildin'. Yeah, nah, absolutely.
On national syndicated television.
In front of these damn people.
In front of these people that show their ass.
For sure.
But yeah, nah, I didn't have any complaints about it. I'm just like, you know what? Hey, shout out to Cardi. She's doing a thing. Mm-hmm. Things are going, you know, and things are working in her favor. She's already done a tour announcement for the tour going to drop next year. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to her. You know, her and, not even going to get like deep into it, but her and the whole, her and Nicki online, that was just wild.
Yeah.
It was just extremely wild. But I had to laugh when the next day I woke up and I was like, these hoes back at it?
Yep.
They're like, oh, no, we're going to do it again.
Run that back.
Then I think it was like 3 days long. It was either 2 or 3 days long. Mm-hmm. I think the last day it was just like little subtle jabs and that was it. But I'm like. Mm-hmm.
Well, that hate been strong for years.
Yeah.
That hate been strong for years. That hate's been very strong.
To me, it kind of makes Nicki look a little weak because it's like, let her relish in her in a week. You announcing your album on purpose. Nobody's asking for you right now.
But I think that's part of the game.
6 months out. Yeah, but then it's like just come in. It just came off as if
I think it's to me, and it's not me defending Nikki.
Yeah.
But I think to me it goes to the phrase I've been using for a while, which is picking and choosing.
Yeah.
And I think that depending on where you are in with people, if people like you,
yeah,
it's great. If they don't. And I say that, for example, I always think about Jay-Z and Nas. And yeah, for how years after the beef, Jay-Z would always drop some shit when Nas was dropping. It yeah, don't matter. Jay-Z got an announcement if yeah, Nas dropping. It was always a thing, but we never said, man, Jay-Z, you look weak you for chill, doing that shit. You got to chill. Like what you doing? You seem obsessed with this nigga.
Yeah. Blah, blah.
We never said that because we fuck with Jay, and it was Jay-Z. Yeah. But with it being Nikki, it's like, well, damn, Nikki, like, let that girl have her moment.
And
like,
and that, I think it's know, also, I don't have a shit, we don't know these people in real life. Right. I don't have a problem with Nikki, but I just always felt that she's a mega star. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you get to a certain caliber, you should act like it.
Yeah, but I think
that, so
yeah,
that was just always my thing. I'm just like, you're a mega star, bro. Like you should be acting.
Yeah, and I think, and it's just me playing devil's advocate, yeah, but you know, also look at like, how should a mega star act? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's Nikki? Because again, if I don't,
I mean, but I like, he, I,
because if I don't like you, if
piggybacking I don't, off of that, Kanye's the same way. I felt like you're a megastar.
A lot of
you
them.
You shouldn't be behaving this way, bro. Right.
And I think, you know, a lot of them, and see, the thing about it is a lot of them also probably look at it like, yeah, I'm a megastar.
I can do the fuck I want to do.
That, and also, you telling me I shouldn't act this way, but this is what got me to be a megastar. Like, these are the things y'all fuck with me on. Like, yeah, this is what, like, me being, I mean, and, you know, and maybe not so much Nikki because she wasn't so outspoken,
yeah,
you know, through her shit. But, with, like, example, like, Kanye, hell, one of the things that catapulted Kanye was the George Bush don't care about right, black people, right? Like, so him being outspoken got him to being who he was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I think it does go both ways. I get it. You know what I mean? I think that, you know, end of the day,
it's entertainment. You
know, it's entertainment, but also I feel like if I don't fuck with you,
yeah,
and I got a way to step on some shit you got going, I'm gonna do it. I don't give a fuck what you
bitch,
think. Yeah, bitch, fuck you.
Bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, so not saying Nikki's right, not saying I'm checking for a Nikki album.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice what Nikki did. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But yeah, you release an album, you say, well, I got an album dropping, you do it the same day as her release day. Okay, cool. You do it because you didn't like her.
Yeah.
To me, that's your decision that you making.
Yeah.
That shit is going to work for you or don't. Again, I didn't even realize that was a thing. So for me, I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, Nikki did what? She got out of, I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that, but that's my view. And I'm sure yeah, a lot of other people be like, okay. All right. It was a little slow clap for yeah, Nikki, right? Like,
all
so,
right.
Yeah. So it's not, Nikki's not. So I think for me, you burn with your own shit. You know me, as opposed to feeling like she should. Nah, if she felt the need to do that, do that.
Yeah.
But just know, it's going to look away if it doesn't work out. And if yeah, this album, you know, if Nikki drops an album and it doesn't do as well as Cardi, you put yourself in direct
competition.
You put
yourself in that, yeah, you put yourself in
you
that fire.
You did that to yourself.
Nobody
you know
else.
What I'm saying? Nobody else. So, yeah, man. So I think, you know, it just, it's interesting to watch. I
yeah,
think, I can say I have grown tired. And this is probably to your point. I have grown tired to the whole Nikki narrative, though.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy Nikki just getting back to the music. I think that yeah, these, and it's happened a lot, right? These girl beefs aren't really beefs. It's nothing real. It's nothing yeah, to it, right? As opposed to when we think about even, you know, the Drake and Kendrick beef. Like, as a rap fan, this isn't a new beef.
Yeah.
These niggas have been talking shit to each other for
years.
Right. And for me, it's like, okay, this is everything that came to head. Kendrick finally said, fuck it.
Yeah.
But even then, when you go back and you see where they say, well, Drake hit Kendrick up
mm-hmm,
for, you know what I mean, for a verse on the record with him and Cole. And Kendrick was like, no, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah,
they showed all, like, bro, we've been had beef.
Yeah.
And Kendrick just stood, Kendrick stood in the square like, no, nigga, you know, we got shit to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, we've been had some issues. We've been yeah, had some shit going. I'm not going to be phony and talk on this record with you at, like, we ain't got no. We got yeah, shit we didn't resolve. And then that blew up and became a thing. You know, you got the camps.
Yeah.
And it's probably been shit going on between the friend groups and all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's part of the game. You know, I think these girl beefs don't be, a lot of them don't be centered in shit. But it's also cool because, I mean, again, it is what it is. A lot of, you know, women beefs in real life don't be having shit going for
yeah, they just be going at it.
Women mean. Women nasty as hell. Cardi called that girl daughter Said that girl daughter was autistic or some shit like that. What she said about Nikki baby?
She said her son was walking on his toes.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? Yeah. Nikki done called that boy.
But the thing is, she started it.
She did.
You can't talk about somebody's kids.
But women are mean. That's,
you know, then you call a little baby ugly. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you just acting?
Women, yeah, you can. Look, I will say, talking about folks' kids is
yeah.
Is,
like at that point, fuck it.
Mm-hmm. You did that. I meant to say you did that on social media. You called them kids' shoes dirty. I forgot what we were talking about. What were we talking about? You said before we say something about Cardi, remember your kids' shoes dirty?
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I know I wasn't calling their shoes dirty.
You told them
I'm
kids,
just
baby.
Saying they should tend to their kids.
See, this
before you worry about someone else's kids.
All I'm going to tell you is this, Mod.
Your kids' shoestrings are probably dirty right
I'm
now.
Getting, all I'm going to say is I'm getting old, Mod. And you know if some shit happens,
yeah.
I got to respond. And I'm getting too old to fight people. So if somebody run up and slap the shit out you,
they ain't gonna slap shit out me.
I'm gonna handle it.
They gonna be tight trying to whoop my ass.
I know they are. They are, and I'm with you. You know I'm with you.
I'm gonna just run around them a couple times and kick them.
Yeah,
I tie them out.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm letting you know my after I'm done. I'm cussing at you.
You tired?
Yeah, I'm cussing at you. Yeah, yeah, I'm fed up with you.
You got to be fed up to a certain extent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let you know anybody do something, let us know. I'm with you.
Okay,
you know I'm riding. Okay. But after the fact, I'm gonna cuss you out.
Okay.
Because at this point, I'm 35 and I'm tired.
You're tired.
I'm old.
You know, and shit, I just need to leave people alone.
That's all I'm saying.
I just need to leave people alone.
Leave people alone. Why you do that? You be doing that's shit it. Like it be a Tuesday at like 7 in the morning, bro. Like, goddamn, we just got over Monday. And here you go with this
I just
shit.
Leave people. I'm gonna do better with that.
Yeah,
I'm just
man,
leave people
damn.
Alone.
That's all right. Because honestly, what I've my plan is to start reporting you as spam. That's actually
that's happened to a couple of my posts and they got deleted. I said, who reported me?
It's gonna be me.
Who reported me?
It
bro?
Wasn't me in the past, but it's gonna be me.
Like, you know what? You need to sit down and this yeah. is how we could, I'm just gonna pull it from under you, bro.
Enough. That's, give me that. Stop. Log off. It's like what was that? That was who did that shit? Michelle. Obama did it. Remember he was in a
oh yeah.
He was tweeting shit. Phone. Come on. Oh,
give
me
that goddamn. Give
me
here.
Give me that shit.
Give me
here. Man. Yeah, man.
But man, but yeah, outside of that, you know, hey, shout out to everybody. Shout out to Cardi. You know, you come out with your album, Am I the Drama? And the marketing has spilled over to the world and all the drama has been released. So hey, grade A marketing, continue to do your thing and we will see you. I won't see you. But we'll see you on TikTok and online, shaking your ass on stage come next year.
Mm-hmm.
When it's time for your tour, man. So
that's it.
Hey, that kind of concludes today's show, man. You got any positive words you want to leave the people with, man?
Any positive words? Nope. Fuck yeah. No, I'm just playing. nah, man. You know, it's a beautiful time, man. It's a beautiful season. It's a beautiful time. It's my favorite time of year.
Yeah.
I've always
fall,
said
it's
that,
time.
Man. Fall is that time, man. I love it, man. I love not, you know, walking out. And, you know, I feel I've always said summertime is easier to just, you know, throw some shit on real quick. I felt like fall separates the men from the boys, and yeah. also I feel like, you know, the fall, man, just the weather alone, man.
Yeah,
know?
Perfect running weather for runners.
Yeah, it's great.
Perfect
it's the great
or just outside,
just
weather. Outside in general,
man.
But if you're working out outside, yeah. it's perfect.
Perfect rooftop weather, perfect vibe weather, perfect just sit kicking it, grilling weather, all that shit, man. It's a good time, man. It's in a little runway to the holidays, to Christmas,
yep.
and Thanksgiving, man. Sure, we a month.
Slippery slope.
That's it. We about a month and a half away for Thanksgiving.
Yep. Time you get, I believe, second, third week of October.
And I ain't gonna lie, I'm starting Christmas shopping early this year.
Bruh, I say that every August.
Me too. And you know what was funny is that I did it 1 year. And oh my God.
I think I'm about to start. Next paycheck.
Listen, prime week in a couple days. I mean, prime day.
Yeah.
Starting then. Them kids.
Yeah, I don't, you know, more so. Yeah, I don't know what are we doing for kids this year. Landon's going to get he's getting a new room for Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, because he still has my bed.
Oh, yeah.
It's still my bed. And it's sentimental. It's like, it was my first bed I bought as an adult.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make him a cool. I'm going to paint it, redo everything. Little HDTV.
Yeah, there's a lot happening on that bed. You should get that boy out of that bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should get that boy out of that bed.
The head boy.
Yeah, the head boy. Them took a pounding, I'm sure. So get that boy out there, goddamn bed. Yeah,
man. So yeah, we gonna do that. That's what's we got to come up with like some pod challenges or something.
We do.
You know, man. I'm a fan of Shits and Gigs, and I really love how they did that their workout challenge together. Mm-hmm. So we could talk to the Untitled Pod family. We could come up with like a pod challenge.
Yeah, man, we could definitely do something
to run through October to November or something.
Yeah, just something to something to get.
It's like a team building activity.
It is. It is. Yeah. Team building, man, for sure. We need that.
There we go.
Yeah, build a team up, man. Yeah, man. So, man, that was another episode, man, of your favorite podcast, man. Absolutely. You know what I mean? So, again, man, appreciate y'all rocking with us, man. First time, last time, whatever time. Always love when the side you already know. You fuck with us. If you do not.
Don't you worry about it, bitch. I know somebody like it.
That's until fact, next man. Time. Until Let's next get time. It.
Yes, sir. They say I'm a trick. I be feeling like a man, baby. I'm just young and ratchet, baby. Love it when you smack it, baby. If it ain't about money, cut it short. 20 bucks, baby. Bitch can't do like me. Bitch can't do like me.
Give me some more flavor.
It's the Untitled Podcast.